Good morning, everybody. this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis, and to my right is...
me.
Robin Ellis, and she's my beautiful wife, and she's our co-host here this morning again, and, you know, for a long time. So we enjoy having her with us. She is...
yeah, it's been going on 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah, something like that. But we had a conversation last night about... I said the muzzleloader contest lasts 3 more Saturdays, and she said, "No, it lasts."
No, that's not what I said.
What'd you say?
I said it lasts 2 more weeks. You said, "No, it lasts 3 more." I said, "No, it lasts 2 more weeks," and you said, "No, it lasts 3 more because there's 3 Saturdays."
3 more Saturdays,
I said,
right?
I don't care how you cut it. That's only 2 weeks. It might be 3 Saturdays.
But it's 3 Saturdays. So people have 3 more opportunities.
Yeah,
they don't have 2 more weeks. They have 3 more opportunities.
That's
today, next week, and then the 31st.
You think what you want. It's still just 2 weeks.
Should we get Chris involved in this?
Yes. Hi, Chris. What do you think?
Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin. How are you two doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Okay.
Good, good.
Welcome to the early morning version of the Bickerson.
Exactly. Hey, who's right, though? We have 3 Saturdays. Robin says we have 2 weeks.
Yeah, but it's 3. You said it was 3 weeks. It's not 3 weeks.
No, I said 3 Saturdays.
No, you said 3 weeks last night. You're changing your story to make you sound like you're right. But tonight you said it was. No, they have 3 more weeks to call in.
They do.
Yeah, 3 Saturdays equals 3 weeks.
But it's only
See? 3 weeks time. It doesn't matter. It's 3 opportunities.
Yeah, 3.
Opportunities are different than weeks.
Oh? In your way of looking
from,
at
from
it.
From Saturday to Saturday equals 7 days, so there's a week, right?
No, that's 8 days.
8 days?
Yeah.
Well, math is not my strong suit, as you can obviously tell.
Well, as you can tell, we're trying to give a muzzleloader away. So, you know, all people have to do is call in, leave their number, and go on the air with me. That's very simple. They call 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And they have 3 weeks to do it. So, oh, she's texting you, Chris. I think I'm already in trouble. So, the fine folks at CVA. Let me tell you something about a CVA muzzleloader. Other than my father-in-law's 1970-some-ish flintlock, I have 3 inline CVAs. They're all Acuras. 2 of them are mountain rifles, and 1 of them is the special edition long range. I think it's the LR is what they call it.
Long range.
The scope that I had on the long range. Now, I shot an 8-point buck with this thing last year, my long range, at about 150 yards, and it performed admirably. And I had it shot in perfectly. But over the course of the year, I had to send the scope back. It's a red dot scope from Leopold, and I had to send back. The mechanism to turn the red dot on was not working right. So send it back. I get it back, and I turn it on. And now the red dot on the inside is not a dot. It looks like somebody did a V with an Etch-a-Sketch. And I'm like, that's not right either. So I sent it back again. Well, finally got it back, but it's been off the gun for a couple of months. So last week I brought the Coughlin little gun rest I have back here, and I put the scope on the muzzleloader, and I put a scope on the 450 Marlin, and which is legal this year in shotgun season because it's a straight wall cartridge, 450.450 caliber, 458 bullet, whatever you want to, however you want to call it. And so I needed to go shoot these guns. And so I was doing some work here, beginning of the week, and I needed to take some of that work over to the Western Shore. What day was that? Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. So I stopped by the, public range, Carroll County Hat Baker Firearms Range, because I had to deliver my materials to Westminster, and oh my gosh, there were like 30 some cars there. And I had run into a guy in the morning at Austin's Deer Processing down in Anne Arundel County, and he'd taken a deer in, and he said, yeah, my buddy and I are going up to the range in Carroll County. I said, well, I'll see you up there. So it turned out, you know, you're never going to see this guy again. It turned out I pulled in, there's this guy and his buddy standing there. So
you're a little loud.
I'm a little loud for you?
No, not for me, for Chris.
For Chris, a little loud and fuzzy. Is that better, Chris?
Well, now you sound like you took like about 3 steps back from the microphone.
Well, how's that?
All right, keep it right there.
Now, right there.
Right there, and
yep.
Robin needs to talk, so that way I can.
But
go ahead and finish your story, and Robin, you're just you're a little bit too far in the background as far as your volume.
Okay, I'll take care of that. You just keep talking.
Why did you interrupt my story?
Because you were too
That's
loud,
normal,
and
folks.
You were fuzzy, and people couldn't hear you correctly.
Okay.
Trying to help you.
Oh, trying to help me. Okay, well, anyway, you didn't harm the story at all, because the point is, the guys were waiting for more than an hour at the public range, and I'm not sure what's going on there, but it's crowded, okay? It doesn't seem like they're able to move the people through like they used to do. So I left, and I didn't sight my guns in. So I called my buddy, and I said, look, you have a private club, we're friends, and we support each other. As far as the club, I support the club, and they've supported us in the past. I said, we have a good relationship, let's put it that way. I said, are you home? He said, yeah, I'm right here. I said, great. I said, can you meet me at the range? He said, sure. So we went to the range, him and I, by ourselves, totally vacant shooting range, 200 yards, 100 yards, 50 yards, 25 yards. I shot the 450 first, and it took 3 shots at 25 yards to bring it to where it was. I mean, oh, another part of the story. I stopped at Chesapeake Outdoors, and the young man there behind the counter, and I wish I could say his name, Spencer maybe, boresighted my scopes for me, and I'd done a pretty good job putting them on. I'd mount a lot of scopes, and done a pretty good job putting them on, and didn't need much adjustment. So, sorry if I'm boring y'all, but I'm getting to a point here.
Uh-huh.
I know I'm boring you, Robin, but am I boring you, Chris?
No, tell me more. Tell me more.
See, you lying little bugger, you. So, we set up, shoot 25 yards with a 450. It's perfect at 25 yards. I said, okay. We'll take it to, let me shoot the muzzleloader, and we'll take that. Well, it took me a couple shots. Again, everything vertically is fine, but it's either high or low. So I had to adjust both scopes only vertically. Never did left and right. Went back over to the 100-yard range, and now I decided to fire the muzzleloader first. And at this time, Butch had taken out his spotting scope and was looking at the 100-yard target. And I shot, and you know, it's true, folks. If you learn how to breathe and you learn how to shoot, and you know, you can open both eyes and get on target and that type of thing, it all works in your benefit. Took a deep breath, brought the scope up, took another deep breath, let half of it out, squeezed the trigger, just squeezed till it went off, and I looked, Butch went, man. I went, what? And he looked, turned his head over to look at me and goes, you may as well put that in the case and go home. Dead bullseye, 100 yards with a muzzleloader. I mean, through the center of the bullseye. I said, okay, well, that works for me. Let's do the 450. So he did the 450. I was shooting about 5 inches high. I got it adjusted. I threw one shot off. I went 7 o'clock, about an inch and a half to the right, left, and I said, that was me. I said, let me shoot another one. And one more shot, I think it was 4 shots at 100 yards. 2 were high, so we got the group. We knew where it was. And then I threw that flyer, and then the last one was exactly 1 inch high, dead center at 100 yards. And I said, you know what? It's all good. So everything's sighted in beautifully for muzzleloader season and for firearm season, if I choose to use the straight wall cartridge, that's good. If I choose to use my shotgun, one of the two shotguns, those are both good. And if I choose to use the muzzleloader, they're all good. So, anyway, it does require you to fire your gun to get, you know. So, that's it. Yeah. So, that's my story. Monday night, or I'm sorry, last Sunday, I did go to the viewing of Bill Blandberg. Family was all there. The staff was all there. And Mr. Clyde really needs your support, ladies and gentlemen. He really does. He's devastated at the loss of his brother. I'm not sure if they're open yet or not, but the only thing Clyde kept saying to me was, we got to get back to work, got to get back to work. So I said, you don't have to. I said, stay closed as long as you need to. He said, no, I've got to get back to work. I said, okay, buddy, if that's how you deal with it, you go back to work. So I think that's, I think that they're probably going to be open today. I guess we'll have to, Robin, can you check that out? Mm-hmm. Eventually? Okay. So, working here, sighting the guns in, getting ready for muzzleloader season. Do a little bow hunting in between now and then and do what we can do. Any callers, Chris?
No, sir.
Robin, why don't you call in and see if you can enter to win the muzzleloader.
No, I'm good.
You good? Okay. Our buddy John B. said he's not bored. That's why I get up at 4:45 every Saturday.
He's nuts.
He's nuts. Well, thank you. you're funny. That's funny. Let's see what. Oh, boy. Richard says he emailed. He's from. He's with my dirty old dog named Lucy Yellow Lab with a pot of hot black coffee and leftover pizza from Friday. Enjoy listening to your show every Saturday. I don't know if he's back in Kingsville or if he's back in Tennessee, but dirty old dog named Lucy Yellow Lab with a pot of hot black coffee and leftover pizza. Oh, he's home alone. I don't know where his other half is. Let's see. All right. Chris, he cannot hear you, Chris.
I don't know how he could.
Why?
I can't get a word in edgewise.
Other than to interrupt? No, you can't.
I'm trying to help Chris.
Why are you helping Chris? Why aren't you helping me? You know, you do speak very softly into that microphone. Not like you talk to me. Oh, there's my first sip of coffee. Mm. Oh, that first sip is so good.
You're reverting back to the old Alan.
What, slurping my coffee?
Slurping your coffee. Doing a show by yourself. It's all right. I'm sitting over here texting.
You can tune in anytime you want.
Okay, Chris can't hear me at all, which means other people probably can't hear me.
Exactly. Yeah. Green button on the bottom. That one right there.
How about now, Chris? Is that better?
Oh, that's much better.
Oh,
I can hear you,
yeah.
Too. Way better. I can hear you.
Yeah, but now you all are yelling in my ears. I was doing really good when I could hear you.
Poor sensitive little ears. So we mentioned Clyde Sports Shop. Let's talk about them a little bit as our sponsor. They do carry an extensive line of muzzle-loading rifles if you're getting ready for the season and you want to update. They carry the Thompson Center brand, and you know what, they're a good muzzleloader, there's no question about that. So they have five different models: the Pro Hunter FX, the Impact, the Bone Collector, the Strike, and the Encore. And those are all available at Clyde Sports Shop. Of course, they've got everything else, deer scents and lures and attractants and all that kind of stuff, but they've got all the powder, the pellets, the bullets, the cleaning supplies, and the accessories for Thompson Center firearms. And there's not a thing wrong with Thompson Center muzzleloader. They're not our sponsor. The folks at CVAR, Connecticut Valley Arms, or BPI Guns, or whatever, however you want to connect with them. But, you know, Clyde Sports Shop carries Thompson Center and proudly does so and have been doing so for a long time. Matter of fact, I bought one of the Triumphs from them a few years ago. So why not check out Clyde Sports Shop for muzzleloaders from Thompson Center, muzzleloading supplies, bullets and ammo and powder and all that stuff. And you'll be glad you did. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108 for ClydeSports.com. Open 7 days a week. So.
Do you have a caller?
Well, we're doing our first break.
Sorry.
So the caller will be patient with us and, you know, allow us to hopefully, you know, do a good job for our sponsors. So, you know what? Cold weather, but there's still going to be some nice days next week. There'll be nice days, October, November. And, you know, you've put it up long enough. Fall's time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. You know, the holidays are coming. Maybe you want to do a fried turkey or something outside. Well, Backyard Billy's in Graysonville is your go-to place for making backyards fun. Giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor furniture. And patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs. They can be seen from Route 50, exit 44 on Kent Island. You know what? I just thought of something. If you have a covered back deck, like a screened-in room, what a great place for this furniture, you know? So you'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard, a free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations for any lifestyle theme and budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com or call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. That's Route 50, exit 44. Your backyard is going to look great. Ah, the time has arrived for taxidermy. Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 30 years' experience, realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. John George, he specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100. It's just off Route 1, and it's convenient to the 95-295 interstates. Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet with a 19-foot ceiling. And the showroom is 1,500 square feet, a one-ton floor crane, can handle the largest life-size projects. Creative Concepts supports non-profit conservation organizations and wounded veteran groups in Maryland's premier life-size studio. Creative Concepts Taxidermy provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends with an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, another crisp night shaping up for us tonight. We had 30s in the panhandle last night, and we'll be down in the low 40s here tonight, a little below average with 30s again in the panhandle. 63 this afternoon with sunshine, northwest wind settling down, 43 downtown tonight. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 66, and the 70s try to return for Monday and Tuesday with nighttime low temps in the 50s early next week. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a battery warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government and laws as well. He took over Washington, so I hear the tale. It patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
All right, we got a lot of callers on the line. Let's talk to Bob. Good morning, Bob. How are you this morning?
Morning. Doing well, doing well.
Thanks
I wanted
for holding
to,
on.
Just talk about a couple different things, if I could.
Sure.
One thing, I was just listening to your commercial about taxidermy.
Mm-hmm.
And a good old boy that lives not far from me, I had got one of the squirrel mounted, and he asked me how I wanted it mounted. I said, I don't know, just mount him holding a nut. Well, he should be named Creative Concepts, because he wasn't quite what I envisioned.
That's funny.
Up what I'm laying down.
Picking it up. We got you.
And I was thinking, I'm in my 60s, and growing up, I watched, the Eastern Shore change quite a bit.
Sure.
And people from the Western Shore moving over here and just enjoying the hunting and the land.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a kid, we basically, and I'm sure my parents and parents before them, we basically lived off what the Eastern Shore had to offer, and we learned how to hunt and how to eat off the land.
Yeah.
And my stepfather, he showed me how to hunt and how to trap. He showed me different things that grew that you could actually eat if you had to, like lamb's quarter and poke and watercress and things like that. It was just an awesome time. And the kids that would move over from the Western Shore, they kind of pick their brains and want to learn how to hunt. And it was almost like the colonials and the Indians, the Eastern Shore guys were the Indians. We would laugh at them.
But did, because I moved over in 70 and it was hard.
The people that moved over here, they loved the Eastern Shore and they loved hunting, and man, it didn't take them long to catch up with us. And, a lot of them surpassed us as far as hunting skills. So I give it credit where credit's due. But I just wanted to also talk about maybe some recipes. Maybe some of your listeners, maybe from the shore or whatever, has some interesting, dishes. One that comes to mind is snapping turtle pot pie. My mom used to eat snapping turtle. And my mom would make a pot pie out of snapping turtle. I'd tell people now I used to eat snapping turtle pot pie. They look at me like I'm Jed Clampett.
Well, yeah.
That sounds
actually good.
I had snapping turtle soup, which is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So I bet that's good.
I've eaten snapping turtle. I've eaten snapping turtle soup. I've cleaned snapping turtle. So caught snapping turtle. Yeah. So
you've cleaned him. You chop his head off, let him hang up for all night long, let all the blood drain out, then throw him.
No. No. Fortunately, somebody else, on the one I cleaned, somebody else had already taken care of some of that, and they said, "Do you know how to clean that?" And I said, "I'll give it a shot," and got in there and did a pretty good job. So didn't ruin anything. And it worked out well, but I've caught them, but I've never caught one and kept it to harvest myself or to eat myself.
Yeah, it's quite a process you have to go through. At least we had to go through. You let the blood drain out, and then you boil them for 8 hours or for more, and then the top shell would just pop right off, and there's four compartments of meat in there.
Right. Yeah.
The other thing my mom used to make, I don't know whether anyone else did or we just did because we had to. We used to go rabbit hunting, and it was a six-bag limit. And
right.
We'd bring a good mess of rabbits home, and what we didn't eat for dinner, she would make a rabbit salad. It would taste just like chicken salad, man.
Oh, man, that sounds good. Yep.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You all enjoy that one.
Hey, Bob, we got to move along. Thanks for your call.
But I like Bob's idea.
Keep those recipes coming. We appreciate
it. People have to call in for the muzzleloader if they got, they always have to say hi or whatever. But if you got a recipe, give us a name of it, and we'll see if we can find it.
There you go.
Can I give a shout out real quick?
Sure.
I'd like to shout out to Dennis and Timmy, the great bray hunters, where the deer tremble and the turkeys chuckle when they hear their name.
Yeah,
I love it.
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right, Bob, thanks.
Have a great day.
You too.
Let's talk to Bill, then Joe, then Mark.
Good morning. Bill.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, both of you. How you all doing, right?
Doing good.
Doing good.
Good. Yeah, I want to just call in to my name when I'm muzzle over here.
Well, you're in.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And I want to listen to your show. There's really nice people calling and all.
Yes, there are. You have no idea how much we enjoy our listeners and interaction and the nice comments and things like that, how much that means to us.
It really does.
Sure.
So.
That's good.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
And thanks for the idea. Thanks for that.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. Joe, good morning, Joe.
Morning, how are you?
I'm doing.
Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, if anybody wants to catch some nice puppies on, they're over by the Key Bridge and the toll facility police.
And the what?
Like, toll facility police.
Oh, the toll police, okay. Really, puppy drum.
Yeah, nice size.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Glad they're on the increase because the striped bass are on the decrease.
Right.
No, I'm serious. The young of the year came out, and it's not good.
Yeah. I'll get in the muzzle loader contest.
All right. You're in?
All righty.
Thanks, Joe.
Wish you luck.
Hey, good luck on the puppy drum, man.
Yes, sir. Have a good day.
All right. See you later.
See ya.
Thank you. Uncle Mark, good morning.
Hey, how are you two doing?
We're doing great.
Wonderful.
How are you? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, just overslept.
Overslept.
Life of living in Delaware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Here's something I haven't mentioned in the past. There are a lot of geese that live here year-round.
Yep, there are.
A lot.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, we have a flock over between us and Walmart.
Yeah, one of my buddies, Uncle Dale, calls them popcorn geese, and they're a little more active, right now. Of course, all the young have been, now they're full size, ready to fly and get into the mix. But, I'm thinking you're going to see some migratory birds coming down with this cold front. And that's also according to Uncle Dale. He's a geese watcher. He's a goose watcher. And he thinks that this cold front coming through with a north wind, is going to drive some birds down. And it's time. I mean, it's that time of year they start moving in here. So, watch the skies the next couple of days and see what happens.
Yeah, I hadn't seen any flying by
right.
in a long time.
Right.
But now starting to see the V-shaped formations.
Yeah.
And hear the noise.
Well, wait till the snow geese invade your area.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's
a ton of those, too. Yeah.
It's amazing the mess they make.
You're not kidding.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if any golfers are in our audience or not, but, any golfers on the Delmarva or anywhere pretty much nowadays with the golf course geese, I mean, you can barely putt.
You're lucky if you don't come down with histoplasmosis.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to take a little rake with you before you go golfing. That's for sure. So, yes, you definitely learn
they are plentiful. In fact, there's a warning that they publish not to feed them, not to encourage them. That it upsets their lives and it ruins their health, giving them things like bread.
They're grazers. They eat grass. You know, people think they eat corn and they eat, you know, this and that and the other. They eat grass. That's what they do. They go along, they pick off the tops of the grass and the weeds and that type of thing. Years and years ago when my grandson Jacob was probably 6 or 7, so that's been 14, 15 years ago, he found a chunk of bread that somebody, a piece of leftover bread that somebody had been feeding the geese at Liberty Reservoir. We were out there fishing. And I said, he said, can I feed the geese? There are about 80 geese there. I said, buddy, I wouldn't, but if you want to, you go ahead and show them your piece of bread. Well, if you ever want to see a 6-year-old kid surrounded by 80 geese, it's quite amusing. He threw the bread crust and fled.
I bet he did.
Yeah, sure he did, because they saw that bread and they all headed for him. So it was funny. But yeah, it's not good for him. It really isn't. But people give him, you know, people give him bread and all, you know. So.
Yeah, it leads to apparently malnutrition. They talk about something called angel wings, where their wings don't develop properly and they can't fly, and it's the worst thing you could do. And it's bad for the whole environment because they fit into a place. And if they're say thoroughly comfortable with humans, they're not doing what they're supposed to do, and the environment around them is not being served either.
That's true.
But just an observation. I had not realized how many geese live around here full time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, now you do.
Yeah, now I do.
Now you do. All right, buddy. Well, you're in the drawing for the muzzleloader?
No. I won a couple years ago.
So that's right. You did.
Let somebody else get it.
I love a fair play.
Fair play is right. All right, man. You have a great day.
You too. Have a wonderful week.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You too, Mark.
Bye-bye.
See you, Mark. Bye-bye. All right. Now, here's a text from Chris that says, can you turn up your mic a smidge?
I know, I did.
And then he said perfect, and then he said mic again. So I don't know if he's talking about your
mic. There's Mike
on
the
phone. No, the next caller is Mike.
You've got to be clear. I'm a little dense in the morning. Good morning, Mike.
How are you? All right.
Good. What's up?
Pretty good to me.
Yep.
Yeah, the mic sounds pretty good over here in Woodbine.
Oh, good. Good for you.
So you're reaching out.
We like to reach out.
Yeah, we're headed to Liberty Reservoir this morning to try to catch some bass.
Well, good. They should be doing well. That cold front, I don't know. Triggers them a little bit. It might.
We went the day before yesterday, and I caught three all day.
Right.
It's been really slow there, but it's a day off, and we're going to go out and see if we can't catch a few.
Do you ever target the striped bass at all?
Well, I don't like trolling, but I mean, plenty of guys are catching them.
I mean, in the reservoir.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're catching them. They're catching them. The guys that troll, but I don't like trolling.
I get it. I understand it.
You'll catch an occasional one bass fish, and that's enough for me.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
But when it gets cold in December, we fish with bleed baits, and you catch walleyes and stripers and bass. So that's what I'm waiting for when the water gets in the 40s.
Yeah. What kind of bait do you fish with for those?
We fish with silver bunnies.
Oh, silver buddies, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Any kind of blade baits, you know.
Blade bait. I didn't hear what you said. It was a blade bait, yeah.
Yeah.
That vertical jigging, yep.
Yeah, exactly. You just sit right over top of them to catch the crap out of them.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice.
I give a shout out to my mom, Pat Phillips. She lays in bed and listens to you every Saturday.
Morning, Pat.
Morning, Pat.
There you go. I hope she likes that.
All right, everyone, I'm going to hit the road.
Goodbye, Mike. Have a great day.
I'll talk to you. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Ron. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, good morning there, Alan. Good morning there, Miss Robin.
Good morning.
Well, how y'all feeling? How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Doing good.
Well, Alan, you know I'm not calling in for the muzzle loader or nothing like that.
No.
You know, I'm just calling in to see. Don't worry, Miss Robin. We're still going to get him. I heard him picking at you the first thing this morning.
morning.
I wasn't picking at her. We were having a discussion.
I heard him picking at you and mess with you. So, Miss Ruth won't get in this.
You're in trouble, Alan.
Yeah, well. I'm always in trouble. So what else is new?
Hey, Miss Robin, don't forget Alan's selling into cold weather, so get ready for it.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
This
I can't
is my
wait
time.
To get out there. I think I'm going to go out this afternoon, and I think I'm going to go Monday, and I know I'm going Thursday and Friday and probably next Saturday, so this is my time. And then following that...
He thinks it's his time. It's my time.
Yeah, I get to leave Robin alone for a couple days. And then after that is bear season, so we're going to be hunting up in Frederick County a couple days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know you're hurting, Alan, and hey, he's still a man, Alan. He's still a man.
Yeah. All right, buddy.
Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Ron.
You too.
We appreciate it.
Y'all
welcome.
Appreciate
it. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Stanley.
Bye.
Good morning, Stanley. Bye, Ron. Bye. Stanley, good morning. How are you, Stanley?
I'm pretty good, buddy. How you making out, Alan?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
I'm going to tell you, I'm blessed. I've been blessed my whole life. I'm 61. I wanted to ask you a question about these turtles. I've caught turtles in my topless traps before. Can
right.
I legally keep them?
No, they're Maryland terrapins, and no, you can't.
Yeah.
That's why the traps that people, the commercial pots that people put off their docks have to have a turtle excluder installed on them to keep those turtles from getting in. Getting in the pots off the dock because they'll get in there and they'll drown. Now when you pull them up on the topless trap, you know they're not going to drown. But no, those are Maryland terrapins. They're protected.
Yeah, that's what I thought. There's no snapping turtles in the bay. Is there no or maybe?
Oh yeah, there's plenty. Yeah, there's plenty of snapping turtles in brackish water. No question.
Okay, am I allowed to keep them?
You know, I have to look up the regulations. I don't believe so. There's a commercial harvest of snapping turtles, but I'm not sure what the recreational regulations are. Robin might be able to look that up on the break.
I'm doing it.
And
okay. And look, here's another thing. Remember the old Three Stooges joke? Give me a bowl of turtle soup and I'll make it snappy.
Exactly right. Yep.
That's all right, buddy.
That's what our buddy John B. just texted me. He asked a waitress for a bowl of turtle soup and make it snappy. Yep. All right, buddy.
All right, man.
Thanks, you.
Alan.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was quite a run, wasn't it, Robin?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. So, Robin, if we find out that snapping turtles are legal... And by the way, the commercial snapping turtle harvest has to do more so with eggs and breeding stock than it has to do with eating them. Just saying. So.
Well, I know in some states you cannot eat alligator snapping turtles, but regular snapping turtles are fair game.
Yeah, alligator snapping turtles are normally they're 80 to 100 years old when you find a big one. And there was a show. Jim Shockey had a show on where he was down south, and they were finding alligator snapping turtles, and the guy was just catching them and releasing them. And these things were, you know, 80 pounds. And he said, these are 100 years old. You know, why would we want to kill that? Just, you know, it's not hurting anything. It's doing more good than harm. Let's just let it go. And these are animals that have survived since the dinosaurs. So
looking at this.
Yeah.
When was this from? This is the latest version, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A person may not catch a snapping turtle from the waters of the state using a hook or line, trout line, bow or arrow, spear, gig iron, or any other device that would pierce the turtle. In addition, the gear prohibited in this regulation, a person may not catch a snapping turtle from non-tidal waters by the use of a net, seine, fish pot, trap, or other fishing rig. Da, da, da. Can't catch them in Charles County from April to May 31st. Jesus, Pete. You can't disturb or destroy the nests.
All right.
Commercial. You can't have less than a carapace of 11 inches.
Okay.
They can't be bought, sold, or harvested from non-tidal waters.
Okay.
Licensing, all that. I know, go ahead. You
all
can
right, get we got to do on. Our second break, and then we have Fran on the line. So.
Go.
Yep, Creative Concepts Taxidermy. That's our buddy John George. He's specializes in big game animals from Africa, Asia, and North America. Excuse me. And he has 30 years' experience. His talent realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. The location is 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland. Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, available just off Route 1 and the 95 to 295 interstates. The creative... Hold on, folks. Chris, can you turn my mic off for a second?
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. I don't know if that went out over the air or not. I hope not, but...
Chris is pretty good with his call.
Yeah, he is. Creative Concepts Taxidermy Studio is 3,800 square feet with 19-foot ceilings, and the showroom is 1,500 square feet. A one-ton floor crane can handle the largest life-size projects, and Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts Taxidermy, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland, and hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, or on weekends you can make an appointment. Visit creativeconceptstaxidermy.com, 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. All right. So you've had this hole in your wall called a fireplace, allegedly. But it's not really a fireplace, is it? No, it's not. It is a hole in the wall that sucks the energy out of the room, and you don't want that. What you want is a real functioning fireplace, and that's where Hearth America at Backyard Billy's comes into play. We had one of those. So we fixed it. We visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and they are your premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro, that's the brand name, Enviro EX35, gas fireplace insert, remote control, temperature control, blower control, light in the background. It's all good. After disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations, they did the installation and they provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace.
I love being able to just push a button and get my fire.
You like getting the
fire? I love
push
it.
The button and the fire comes? Yeah, I do too. It's pretty nice. Actually, we're looking at it right now. All right, Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back after this.
I don't have anything to play.
Then we'll be right back. Who's on the line?
We have Miss Fran.
Who's on first? Hey. Morning, Fran.
Morning, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin. Hey, glad to hear you two. It sounds like you're doing well.
Doing wonderful.
I just wanted to touch base about the first part of this hour when Alan was talking about the rifles and what you have to go through to make sure that they're at their best to aim. And it was crowded probably when he went there. Because people, after they get used to hunting, they understand how important it is for those rifles, whatever you're shooting, to be at its best. Time is precious, life is short, and when you go out there in the woods hunting, if your firearm is at its best, you'll be the better hunter. And a lot of people, I think, miss the target because they haven't even bothered to check out the condition that what they're shooting are in. And it makes a big difference. I learned that on the shooting range. Mm-hmm. The other thing I just wanted to touch base, kind of funny to me, when Alan talked about how they threw bread and the birds attacked him, the guy
yep.
man. Well, when I lived years ago near Mondawmin Mall in inner city, I don't know where they come from, but we would have seagulls at okay. Mondawmin Mall. And for some reason, they learned to spot the McDonald's bag when you came out, and you would actually have to hide it in your purse, in your under your coat, because if they saw it, I saw an actual seagull attack a man. He was screaming, fighting over his McDonald's bag.
That's funny.
They learned that food was in it.
That's funny.
Yeah, seagulls can be rather persistent.
They can be, yes, no question.
My mother, and Alan knows my mom. My mom is this very prim and proper woman. And we used to go to Ocracoke down in Outer Banks. And we would feed the seagulls Cheez-Its.
Cheetos.
No, the Cheez-Its, the long ones, Tidbits.
Okay.
Tidbits, they were called back then.
Okay.
Off of the back of the boat, which, you know, at the time you were allowed to. Now they frown on it.
Yeah.
Probably because of what, things that happened.
Yeah.
And mom's holding that tidbit up, and that seagull, how do I put this nicely, defecated in her mouth.
Ah! Oh! Nice.
My mother, Miss Prim, Proper, and probably never did anything wrong in her life, about died. We all bought her a T-shirt with seagull poop all over it.
That's
after that.
Funny. Yeah, well, yeah, that's one thing you don't do is look up and feed a seagull. Yeah. So, Prin, animals are adaptable, and they do learn. I lived nowhere near anything that would, preclude a chicken bone from winding up in the middle of my backyard when I lived in Baltimore County. But I'd go out with a dog, and the dog would start sniffing, and there'd be a chicken bone, chicken leg bone. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Where are these things coming from? Our neighbors aren't throwing them here. Well, I soon learned that the crows were raiding the dumpster at the Kentucky Fried Chicken and the Popeyes down the road. And they'd grab a chicken leg and fly over my house. And I don't know if they lost it, or are they fighting over it, or they tried to roost or whatever. But every now and then, chicken leg bone would wind up in my yard. It happened more than once, so I could only figure that's how they got there. It was under aerial assault, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But right. Hey, thanks for
all right.
Thanks for backing me up on the shooting range thing, you know. And I'll add.
Like I said, I don't understand all the details like you presented, but I do know there's a difference. When I went on the shooting range, our firearms that were checked out and guaranteed that they were at their best.
Yep.
My target was, I was very proud of hitting the target.
Oh, sure.
And the gun makes a difference.
Well, it is. So here's what happens when you use a rifle scope, variable or fixed purpose with a scope. It has internal adjustments on the top and on the side. Mm-hmm. And those internal adjustments on the top adjust the sight picture vertically, and the ones on the side adjust it horizontally.
Yeah.
And when you have your scope mounted on your gun, someone will take what's called a bore sighter or a collimator and stick it in the end of the barrel, and it's the shaft on the bore sighter has to match the diameter of the
of the barrel. So if it's a, you know, if it's a 25 caliber, you got to have a different arbor, a 50 caliber, a different arbor, and 30 caliber, and so forth. They put that in, they lock that in, and then at the end, this device has a little target screen in it, and you look down the scope, and you can adjust your crosshairs roughly to match the target on the inside of this device that's on the end of your barrel. It's called a bore sighter. It's actually a target.
It's more to it than just pulling the trigger.
Oh, yeah.
You know, aiming and pulling the trigger. You've got to check out the firearm.
Exactly.
Well, I just wanted to touch base with you guys about those two things were funny to me in the first hour.
All right.
Take care, both of you.
All right.
You
thanks,
take it
Grant.
Easy.
Talk later.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There she goes, Miss Fran. Let's see. Frank is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm loving life. I'm a
good
day.
Good.
You got time for a couple Halloween jokes?
Yeah, real quick though. We're clicking down the seconds. So go for it.
Alrighty. My wife and I finally picked out our Halloween costumes. She's going naked.
See you later. Have a good day.
Don't worry, I got him.
I figured you did. All right. Good for you, buddy. Appreciate that. Yeah, Frank told an off-color joke, so we just decided to end that conversation, unfortunately. Frank, you want to call back with a clean joke? We'll be more than glad to listen to it. Right, Chris?
Yes.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks for your quick work on the dump button there.
No problem.
Hey, shout out to our buddy Pete Pappas. Killed a beautiful 12-point buck the other day.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous buck. He's on the Bucks Bear Stags Facebook page. So, Robin?
Get out, stay safe, wear your mask, and good hunting, you guys.